In the second reading today, in the letters of the Hebrews, we heard of all the good things that God did for the Jews, for our brother Jews. One was, and all will remember, was the testing of Abraham. God tested Abraham of offering his only son Isaac. And he did. He offered Isaac. And all suddenly, God said, no. I know your faith. I know you obey, I know your obedience to me. And Abraham obeyed God. In the first reading, again, they are reminded of these gifts of God. First is the gift of the word, his promise word, his promise to save them, his promise to be with them at all times. The second one is life. Life. Why life? Because remember the 10th plague? One plague was to kill all firstborn child. But God spared the life of the firstborn of the Jews. This is where the word Passover came. The angel of death passed over to their houses. Two gifts. Isn't it when if it's like a birthday, anniversary, whatever, we kind of like waiting for a gift from a friend or a family. And this is what today's reading is talking about gift. The gift of faith. The gift of faith that our church had given to us. And that faith now we are all doing. We are all here to hear Mass because of that faith. Because of that faith that Jesus gave us. That he suffered for us, died for us, and now resurrected. And this is the promise of salvation. In the reading today, in the Gospel, Jesus was saying about his second coming. For he resurrected and ascended into heaven, and then now we are waiting for him to come back, his second coming. In Advent, we are waiting for the birth of Jesus. Lent, we are waiting for the resurrection of Jesus. On ordinary time, we are waiting for his second coming. But as we await for his second coming, we need to prepare ourselves. We need to prepare that. Going back to the gifts that I said, isn't it that there's two kinds of expectations or waiting, I should say. Waiting for that gift from that family. Right. First is the waiting of anticipation. We anticipate that our parents will give us our wish, what the gift that we wanted, isn't it? Or a special uncle or our godparents. We anticipated that gift. Another kind of waiting is apprehension. I hope my mother will not give me the same pants that he gave me last year. Or the polo shirt. Or whatever. This is the apprehension of kind of like, I hope he would not. Or hope she would not. I said this because this is the two kinds of also waiting for the second coming of Christ. When I was growing up in the dinosaur era, the waiting time for the second coming of Christ is we all teach by apprehension. We were all teach by apprehension. Meaning, we were all filled with fear. If you do this sin, you will go to hell. And when Christ comes, He will not bring you to heaven. And that's the time when I grew up like that. There's fear. There's always fear that if you do this, oops, you will not go to heaven. But what is Christ teaching us today is the waiting of anticipation, our preparedness to the second coming, not by fear, not by fear, but preparing ourselves to be us, to be who you are, not what others want us to do. Because each one of us know our own limitation, isn't it? You know your limitation. And that's only that far only. This is the reason, remember when Christ asked Saint Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" And 3 times said, "Jesus, Lord, you know you love me." Peter is implying to Jesus, "Lord, I know I love you, but this much. This is my limitation." And my brothers and sisters, this is what Christ is only expecting us. He knows our own limitation. He said at the first, the gospel, the first sentence that the first 3 words, "Do not be afraid." Because He already suffered for us, died for us, for our salvation. All we need to do is try our best to prepare to His second coming. He is not expecting us to be on the top, always. But He is expecting us just to do our best. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we prepare ourselves in the second coming of Christ, all we need to do is the greatest commandment of all. Love God and love our neighbor. That's it. Love God and love our neighbor. That's how we should prepare our own self for His second coming. One thing that Jesus left us is the gift of the Eucharist, the gift of His body and blood, the gift that will strengthen us, guide us and direct us and nourish not only our body but our soul as well. In order for us to have the strength to be prepared in His second coming.